Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about miracles, and more so, the greatest miracle of Islam and the Prophet of Islam, the seal of messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Holy Quran. Now, our claim is that Quran is a miracle. Rather, it is the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is, how do we back this claim up? So, we said that there are a few of the aspects of Quran that we will discuss in these shows where we show and we present that this claim is very much truthful claim that Quran is the biggest miracle of God. The first of those aspects was eloquence. The second one that we're going to be talking about today is the worldview of Quran and the quality of its content. The third one is scientific discoveries. And the last one that we are going to be discussing in our shows is the lack of contradiction and disputes. So before anything else, we should study the intellectual and cultural environment from which the Holy Quran arose. So we're going to look at how the worldview of the people of that time was when Quran was revealed. Okay? From the point of view of all historians, the Hejaz was among the most underdeveloped and backward areas of the world at that time. During the age of ignorance, the people of this area are referred to as savage or half-savage. From the point of view of ideology, they were very firm worshippers of idols and stone and wood statues. They had casted their disgraceful shadows upon all of their culture. They even say that they made statues and idols out of dates, and they would kneel before them, but at times of famine, they would eat them. Look at their intellectual level. Look at the culture of that time. They held great hatred for female children so that they buried them alive and they called the angels the daughters of God. They thought that God was just like a human being. They were very surprised by the idea that a person should only worship one God. It was something unique to them that was out of the box. When the Holy Prophet invited them to worship the one God, with great surprise, they said, and this is what's quoted in Quran, chapter 38, verse 5. Has he made gods, with a plural, all into one God? So this is the level of their understanding. The number of people who could read and write in the area of Mecca, the center of commerce, could be counted on one hand, and it was very rare to find scholars among them. Yes, in such an environment, an individual who could not read and write and who had never had a teacher, he didn't go to a school, arose and brought a book which was so full of such content and meaning that after 14 centuries, the scholars are still busy with its interpretation. Every age discovers new truths in it. And then still we wonder how it is the biggest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're going to go for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the worldview of Quran and the quality of its content. In that time, the picture that we have painted in front of you was when Prophet taught this Quran to these people of Mecca. Stay with us.
Think of a book that mentions about a fact that science was able to discover only 100 years ago, more than 1400 years ago. Think of a man that mentions about a fact that science was able to discover only recently, more than 1400 years ago. Could anyone doubt that this book is a divine book, and this person is an extraordinary person? The Quran mentions more than 1400 years ago that the universe was expanding. The following is stated in verse 47 of the chapter of Az-Zariyat. With the power and skill did we construct the firmament. For it is we who create the vastness of space. The Arabic phrase, Inna Limusiyun, means we are expanding it. The word Musiyun is derived from the verb Eosau, to expand. The letter Lam, L, at the beginning of this word is used to emphasize the noun or the adjective it precedes, and it means a lot or very much. Accordingly, this phrase means, we are expanding the universe a lot. After analyzing the verse of the Quran, informing us about the expansion of the universe, we will examine what science says about it. There was only one view that prevailed regarding the issue up to the beginning of the 20th century. This view stated that the universe had a static structure and that it has existed like that since the beginning of the universe. No scientist mentioned the expansion of the universe until the 20th century, let alone mentioning, no one even imagined it. At the beginning of the 20th century, Russian physicist Alexander Friedman and Belgian cosmologist Georges Lemaître calculated theoretically that the universe was moving continuously and expanding. This fact was proven through observation in 1929. While examining the sky through a giant telescope, the American astronomer Edwin Hubble discovered that stars and galaxies continuously moved away from one another. Stars and galaxies moved away not only from us, but also from one another. In the following years, it became certain through observations that the universe was expanding, a universe in which everything continuously moves away from one another, means a universe that is continuously expanding. In order to understand the expansion of the universe better, we can think as follows. Suppose that the universe is the surface of an inflated balloon. The points on the phone move away from one another. Similarly, the objects in the universe move away from one another as the universe expands. When this scientific fact was not known by anyone, and when people thought that the sun was as small as an apple, the Quran mentioned this fact centuries ago, and it stated clearly that the universe was expanding. This clearly proves that the Quran is Allah's word. This fact was not mentioned in any of the books written by human beings and even in the books of genius astronomers up until the 20th century. This fact was not thought about by anyone and it was not written in any books. We cannot attribute the fact that this information was given by the Quran to coincidence. Therefore, it is impossible to say anything other than the Quran is the book of Allah. Only one alternative is possible. The Quran is the book of Allah.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about Quran being the greatest miracle of the seal of messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, we said that there are a few things that we want to inspect in the series of these programs where we show how we back up this claim of Quran being a miracle. So today we're talking about the content of Quran and the worldview of Quran. And we informed you before the break that the condition of the general public living at that time was very low. And in that, a man arises and brings this book to them, which is the book of future information. This is a book of knowledge. This is the book of eloquence. And this is the book of a very strong worldview that we're going to go over now. Stay with us. The image that the Holy Quran gives of the world of existence is a very accurate and exact one. Monotheism is presented in the most perfect term and in the most perfect form. It expresses the secrets of the creation of the earth, the heavens, the night and day, the sun and moon, plants, and the existence of the human beings, each one as a sign of one God in the various verses and with a varied form of expression. Sometimes it goes into the depths of human being and speaks about the unity of the primordial nature. In Quran chapter 29, verse 65, Allah says, "Now, if they embark on a boat, they call on God, making their devotion sincerely and exclusively to Him. But when He has delivered them safely to dry land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others." This is chapter 29, verse 65. Sometimes it speaks of the intellect. Now imagine 1400 years ago, a book is talking about human intellect. Sometimes it reasons from the unity of the intellect and relies upon the journey through the horizons and souls, the secrets of creation of the earth and the heavens, animals and mountains and seas, rain and breezes, and of the body and spirit of a human being. This is how amazing it is. Look at the topics, the content. Even today, you find very, very few people who can even try to speak about these things, let alone speaking about these things precisely and to an extent that Quran spoke 1400 years ago. When speaking about the qualities of God, the most interesting and deepest form of expression is selected. The Holy Book says, in chapter 42, verse 11, "There is nothing whatever like unto Him." Okay? "He is God. There is no God save He, the knower of the unseen and seen. He is the beneficent, the most merciful. He is God. There is no God save He, the King, the Holy, the peace-loving, the bestower of conviction, the guardian over all, the ever-prevalent, the supreme, the great absolute. Hallowed is God from what they associate with Him. He is God, the creator, the maker, the fashioner. His are the excellent names. Praises Him whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. And He is the ever-prevalent, the all-wise." This was chapter 59, verse 22 to 24. Look at the content, brothers and sisters. The high-level content, the sophisticated content of Quran. And then wonder whether there is a miracle bigger than Quran that exists from that time till today. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.